Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Exquisical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest all the way from the United States of America. It's John Hastings.
Hello, Australia. I come bringing you freedom and the Delta variant. Well, you already have that. Kyron, it's been too long, and can I say you continue to show excellent genetics because, if anything, handsomer, which is
that
frustrating.
Right?
That's
well,
right. I'm going to say it. The gray is really playing into your strengths, which, on behalf of everyone else, not appreciated. Fucking appreciated.
Well, I think the only thing that's really changed, actually, John, since I saw you last, is I've put contacts in and glasses off. So what you're saying is no four eyes, very hot.
Exactly. Goddamn right. And I no longer have a reason to beat you up.
You've recorded a new comedy stand-up album. Were you able to go into a building with people in an audience to record this?
Utterly no. This is recorded before the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay.
What it was, I had recorded two albums back-to-back. Like, it was just 2 hours back-to-back in London. One of the recordings didn't end up working. I ended up using Edinburgh, which was 2019. Mm-hmm. So I put that one out first because it was, right, and that was hot. And then I just had this other album.
Yep.
And then I was like, well, I'll just put this out when COVID is over.
Okay.
COVID is still not over, so I'm putting it out now.
Right. Why did you wait for everyone to be out of lockdown to put out material for people to
if I'm totally honest, it was because the label that I had given it to was like, we're not releasing any, we don't know what's happening either, we're also in COVID. And then I finally was just like, can we just fucking put this out? And they were like, yeah.
Shall we do a quiz? Have any interest in quizzes? Is this a popular pastime of yours?
I do love a quiz. I don't love a pub quiz, but I like pub quiz in this environment. It's just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Casual chat, you know what I mean? A little of this,
in a park,
a little of that.
Sunny day.
You know what I'm saying? Birds are chirping.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Wallabies are doing what they do.
Yep.
Other Australian animals. A brown recluse spider has just been murdered by a hawk.
Yep. Insects everywhere.
There's a tram, inexplicably.
Let's meet one of those insects now. First member of our Brains Trust is a mosquito in your room at 3 a.m. Hello, Mozzie.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure and a privilege.
Thank you for being here. I know you must be tired because you've been up since 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, the graveyard shift. The witching hour, as I call it, yeah.
Mozzie, I have to say, your energy is exactly what I expected from a mosquito at 3 o'clock in the morning. Do you know what I mean? That very, like, it's, you're here, you're with me. You're not angry. You're doing your job.
You know what? I really appreciate that because I get quite a lot of animosity from the humans, and I'm just doing my job.
Yep.
And I do want to clarify, this is the first podcast I've been on, the first opportunity. Yes. what you humans hear is actually not what I'm doing. So you might hear a...
This is very annoying. Yeah, it's infuriating.
I'm actually... but you just don't have the right...
Right. But because it's a very small range, I guess. So for us, we just hear it as a single note. But you're actually doing some trills.
And I wish it could be appreciated, but...
Well, no, I like it. I'm just applauding you when I'm clapping my hands together in midair. I'm just single claps.
You killed my mother, Kyron, so let's not bring that up.
I was happy about it, actually.
Quick question. Do mosquitoes have ears?
Many. Our whole body is covered in ears.
Really?
So
how many earbuds are you using right now so you can appear on this podcast?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Apple, for the sponsorship. I've got 7,000.
Wow.
Tiny
little earbuds.
Yeah. That's how I get the ha, 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 ha.
Okay, well, thank you for being here, Mosquito, in the room at 3 a.m. But the Brains Trust does not end there. It's a big hello to Tiny Man. Tiny Man, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello, yes, it's great to be here. I'm Tiny Man. You guys can call me Murray. It's fantastic to be here. I'm so excited. To be honest, I haven't had much to do recently. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know what you're saying.
Well... In Australia, we actually go into sort of a lockdown. Mm. So, and the entertainment industry, which is what I am in now, it gets hit hard.
So, has the lockdown affected, I guess, is it circuses? Is that what the part of the entertainment industry that you're in?
I assume you appear in those little films that were discussed at the end of Sunset Boulevard, a reference so old and yet so good. Only a few will get it, but they will really enjoy it.
I know. I'm actually currently have a job as one of the little men in a microphone.
In a microphone?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So when you go to a pub or club or, you know, a comedy room or a place where they sing, there'll be microphones and churches too. They sing there. I've got a mate that does that.
So
big time.
So what do you? So you're obviously, when you say tiny man, you're extremely small, almost the same size as a mosquito.
Well, yeah, I actually knew 3AM's mother. We were quite close for a little bit. And they don't really tend to mess with me because A, I don't have very much blood, and B, I can see them coming. You know.
Well, they must be massive.
Have you ever ridden a bumblebee like it's a horse?
A few times. To be honest, I've done that with a hawk. So, yeah. I mean, I've got some mates that do bumblebees, but I'm not a kid anymore, you know? I'm a grown man, even though I'm tiny.
Wait, were your parents full-sized?
Yes.
And you're this size?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when you came out, what size were you as a baby?
I mean, I was so tiny.
So how did your parents even know you were born? Like, did they have
They didn't. They didn't even know they were pregnant.
And then did they...
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it...
I don't want to.
John, you've been in a relationship before. You know, you've had sex before. A
couple of times.
You could be a father to hundreds of tiny children and no one would ever know.
Should we do a quiz?
Yeah.
We'll see how we go. Question number one. What was the nickname of Melbourne-born... And he lived in 1888 to 1927. What was the nickname of Melbourne-born Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor? Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor. Now, John, you've been to Melbourne many times.
Yes.
You ever come across Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor?
No. No idea. I'm going to guess. My guess is the Yarra River.
The Yarra. Okay, well, let's go to the Brains Trust and find out. Mosquito in your room at 3 a.m. How long do mosquitoes live? Because this question dates back to, you know, the early 1900s. There, were you around then, or do you have a shorter lifespan than that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I'm 11 days old, so middle-aged. Can I have the name repeated? It was quite long.
Can we have the whole question?
Yes. What was the nickname of Melbourne-born Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor?
Look, I know a lesbian, but not that person. No.
No? Do you pick and choose which rooms you like to go to at 3 a.m.? Do you have a preference?
Absolutely, yes. Yep. I prefer to annoy cunts.
Is that right?
So, yes.
Metaphorically or physically?
Buzzing around any pussy, no.
We've got one here. He's very small. Wait, what?
Okay. This kind of abuse is ridiculous.
You know.
You know, and I'd watch out because I've got some mates over there and we can make sure that you can't be heard next time you might use a microphone, so.
What do you actually do when you're inside a microphone, Murray? What is the job?
We yell it back. We yell it. So we've got another microphone and we yell, we repeat what you're saying and yell it in there like it's nothing, you know, like.
And are there smaller men in that microphone?
We don't know. Science doesn't know.
Science doesn't know.
It is theorised that there are tiny little men, infinite number of tiny little men.
Why do you put we in with...
Well, me and the tiny...
With you and the scientists. Oh, I thought you were putting yourself in with the scientists. And I was like, wait, you're a tiny man and a scientist?
Well, I mean, I've had a life. That's for sure.
But what was the nickname of Melbourne-born Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor, do we think? Do we think it's maybe a criminal? Tends to be criminals from that age in Australia that we...
Who's the criminal that Mick Jagger played in that awful movie?
I don't remember Mick Jagger being in a movie.
Yeah,
like he was in a couple of movies, actually.
Yeah, and Kyron, let me tell you this. Not good. Not a good... Hey, here's all of his movies. Hey, that's Mick Jagger pretending to be Ned Kelly. Is that a famous Australian convict?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's Ned Kelly. That's who I'm saying this is.
You want to say Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor's nickname was Ned Kelly.
I'm throwing it out there.
Okay, I'll put that down. Ned Kelly.
That's a hell of a nickname.
Fortune favors the brave, Kyron. Favors the brave.
It was that or the Yara. So I think we're closer with Ned Kelly. Question number two. By area, which U.S. state is the largest? Murray, have you ever worked in the States?
I have. I've worked.
You've done the Vegas scene?
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just kind of a newcomer to this microphone gig. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I went inside people's bums and checked out what was wrong with them.
Was that consensual?
Yeah. So you would hire a little man to go up your bum and he'd root around in there and check it out and see what's up.
Yeah.
And I was one of those guys.
And is there a suit you have to wear for this?
I got to wear my own clothes.
Okay, so there's no uniform. It's sort of casual.
No, we have casual Fridays and things like that. So I don't work there anymore. But I've been to we've had some tiny men sundowners over in the US, in Las Vegas, little tiny men outing and things like that. So yeah, I've been there. No offense.
None taken.
I've flown over.
You've flown over to the States?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a virgin.
Oh, I thought you flew yourself.
I'm a mosquito, Kyron. So I don't know if you've seen our size. Mm. No, I did Economy Plus for the legroom and went to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly died. Wherever I go, I do nearly die. People seem to want to kill me mostly, which is a shame.
Because you're just trying to sing to
them. I'm just trying to... Oh, say, can you see? And they, fuck off, get.
What drew you to Texas?
They say everything's bigger, so I assumed more blood.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered not...
spreading disease?
Or going for humans? For example, elephants or some of these animals that...
Yeah, I'm a vegan, so I don't eat animals.
So do you consider humans an animal?
No, they're a different breed. Yeah. I mean, animals...
Oh, okay, then yeah. So no, she is a vegan.
Yes, because animals don't intentionally...
They absolutely don't.
Harm each other for no good reason.
Sometimes they just kill.
No, but they've got a good reason for it,
Yeah. No, I had a dog, and the vet. I asked the vet, why does he keep biting people, and they said he's a prick.
Brutal.
Ironically, later died in a porcupine attack.
Is that ironic? I guess that's ironic.
Alanis Morissette's from Canada, Kyron. We don't know what that word means. By the way, the answer to this question is Texas. Right, everything is bigger in Texas. My father.
I thought it was Alaska.
No, mate.
Really?
That's why
I thought it was bigger.
That's why you can't mess with Texas. Mm.
I'll put Texas. Yeah, right.
What about, you know, because you got mountains in Alaska, but if you flattened it all out, then it would be bigger.
That is true. If you could do that, it would be bigger, but we can't, so
are
we didn't.
Are you a flat earther, Murray?
No, I'm just sort of speculating here. I believe that there is a globe.
Yeah.
And
you just wish you could flatten it out.
Yeah, I think about flattening it all out.
Yeah, Marcy, we all would wish that he was a flat earther, but unfortunately he's what's called a flat mountainer, which is you want to flatten all of the mountains out and distribute that land out so you could sell that. Now, he doesn't seem to understand.
I just want to make everything flat.
That's just not possible. It's not like a mountain is like Play-Doh and you go and then it just displaces evenly. There are billions and billions and billions of tiny rocks comprising of bigger and bigger rocks.
I mean, I think it's not impossible. It's just not probable. Anything is possible if you dream it, then it can come true.
I'll put Texas. Question number three. Which Australian cricketer's test batting average at the start of March, when was this quiz? 2016 was 95.5.
I'm gonna guess straight off the bat, the only cricketer I know also named John Hastings. That's who I'm saying did this. The cricketer named John Hastings.
John Hastings.
And I know there's a cricketer named John Hastings because he has at the John Hastings on Twitter. And occasionally people will tag him and then I will accuse him on Twitter of stealing my work. And he one time DM'd me and said, "Hey, that's not very funny." And I then responded with, "Hey, you stick to the cricket, I'll stick to the jokes." And then he
quite funny.
Did not respond. But I saw the, like, you ever send something and then you see the two blue chicks that indicate red and you're like, this warrants a response. And then there's no response and you're like, I guess the response has been issued.
Yes. Is cricket a popular sport in Canada?
No, mate, it's not. It shouldn't be popular there.
Well,
but you guys have the Queen.
I
thought it was maybe an English thing.
But we have hockey, and we have Canadian football, which is American football played on a more rectangular or square, I can't remember, field, and we have one less down.
None of that makes sense. How can something be more rectangular?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Stick to hockey.
Mozzie, do you like to keep fit? Do you stay active? Do you play any sports? Are you into some team sport?
Look, when I'm not at work, my feet are up. I am off the clock. I am resting because I don't know if you've seen the ratio of mosquito to human, but that's a large area to, you know, work around.
Yeah.
And I start at the feet and then go, obviously a lot of my best work happens right around your face.
Yes.
So it's exhausting. I mean, I've got a little Apple Watch, it tracks my steps and it's pinging off the charts every night. So take a rest, you know.
And so it's your job, just to be clear, so you're employed to do this, are you? It's your job to just sort of move slowly up a human, feet to head, sticking the old proboscis.
I don't know.
Your nose.
Didn't think this was X-rated.
Proboscis.
Sorry. Oh, is that a... You don't use that word?
No. That's quite private, what we stick and where it goes.
Mm-hmm. I'll put cricketer John Hastings. Question number four. Which of the following is not a chemical element? Multiple choice here. Germanium, americium, europium, australium.
I'm going to answer and then brain trust if you agree with me. I'm going to bet that Australian tall poppy syndrome has reared its ugly head once again. So I'm going to say it's australium, and they put the question in to let everyone in Australia know what their fucking place is.
I guess being that small, Murray, you could probably see the chemical elements, couldn't you?
Well, let's not get carried away. Chemical elements are tiny. I mean, that is you need a big microscope for that sort of stuff. So,
well, how many men are working in a microphone?
There's one, me.
Oh, just one.
Yeah.
So you can only fit one, or you only need one?
Both.
So you're sort of an inch tall.
I don't see size. Size doesn't matter to me.
Is everything to scale on a tiny man?
You talking about?
No,
you're talking about my bits?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know. Yeah, I want to know how big your dick is.
Man, I'm fully functional. It's good. It's ready to go. Yeah.
Are you, just unrelated, are you single?
Yeah, I am.
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
Cool. That's groovy.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Are you single, Mozzie?
Yes, I am.
Oh. So which of the following is not a chemical element? Germanium, americium, europium, australium. See, the thing about australium, though, is that, like, isn't austral just, doesn't that just mean south, like south?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think I'm right.
You still think you're right? Okay.
I'm going to say germanium.
Oh.
Any reason?
That doesn't sound right.
I'm going to say europium.
Okay, so three completely different options. Do you want to stick with your own?
Yeah, I'm sticking with my own.
Stick with your own.
I'm sticking with my own.
Okay.
I know what I'm saying.
Put Australian.
Okay. Fuck you!
Fuck you.
Question number five. What nationality is best supporting actress Oscar winner Alicia Vikander? And I don't usually discuss the bonus points, but because of the 1996 March cricket test batting average question, I think we'll throw in the bonus point here, which is for naming the film that earned her the gong. So what nationality is Best Actress Oscar winner Alicia Vikander, and what film has she won an Oscar for?
I have...
Mamma Mia.
Do you have any idea, John?
I'm going to say Mamma Mia based on what Murray said, and I will say...
That was merely me doing an Italian exclamation.
I'm going to say it's Greek. Mamma Mia is, I think, on a Greek island. You absolute cultureless little bastard. I'm going to say it's Mamma Mia is the movie, and her nationality is...
Swedish.
Cyprian.
Cyprian, I mean,
you're again.
Do you miss the movies, John, during the pandemic? Have you missed going to see a film or two?
I have. You know what? I haven't been able to enjoy a nice I go in for a little bit of that old Marva cinema, and it's just not the same on the tiny screen. You know what I mean? I want a big screen. I want to see the pores inside of Flag Banger or whatever the fuck the guy's name is face. You know what I mean?
Flag Banger.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with Jimmy Tinsdale.
Yeah.
Do you work in the cinema, Murray? Have you in the projection room?
No, that's a different little man sort of industry there, with the little men that are inside the light box and make all the shapes.
So everything is run by little men.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, you go to the supermarket and, you know, the thing, the scanner that you use to scan the barcode, there's a little man inside that too. And they take a picture of it and they go through the little records and they check it out and they go, yep, this one's the price, and it gives you the price for it. So every time that you scan a barcode, a little man is doing a job.
No offence to you, Murray.
Please offend me.
But I wonder about the little women.
Yeah.
You know, are they at home selling their hair to get by because the little men are all at work?
Yeah, I guess so. I've never met a little woman.
Hang on. So you've got a package that is working in tip-top shape, all to scale and to size, but you've never met a little woman.
Yeah.
The little women are just putting oranges in letterboxes and skating on ice and having warm family Christmases around the piano, not able to go to work.
Yeah, I guess so. To be honest, I've never met
one. So what are you using your little package for then?
Oh, you know, I root little slugs and...
How little are these slugs?
They're tiny slugs. You wouldn't believe it, John, if I told
you
right. How tiny slugs are.
I would not believe you.
Yeah. And I give them a root. And,
Whoa. What did you say? What was that last part?
I give them a root.
You have sexual intervals with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care for it.
Hey, I'm a red-blooded little man.
Without a girlfriend. And as we've established, Mozzie is single as well.
Yeah.
Are disgusting.
Slugs really don't have much of a brain. They're just kind of aimless, wandering.
And they're a little bit racist.
Yeah, it's not making me like Murray anymore. I'll tell you that much for free.
John, are you single?
Yeah, all right. Let's go with that.
Nice,
do you fancy...
Unfortunately, I have a weird stick with my species thing.
Yeah, right.
But if I was into... Oh, okay.
You're not a slug fucker.
I'm not a slug fucker. I'm not a... If you have a stinger, I unfortunately have to give you the old elbow. But I'm not saying I'm not flattered.
So far, the option available to us is Mamma Mia and Cyprian for Alicia Vikander.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Do you want to lock that in?
Yeah.
All right,
lock it away. Send it away for life.
I'll lock it in. Question six. Speaking of roots, what is the cube root of 64? What is the cube root of 64? Murray, you ever rooted a cube?
Never rooted a cube. Don't find cubes to be that much of a turn on, but I love the shape. I'm a big fan. Big fan of cubes.
You love the shape. Yeah. Just not a turn on.
Been trapped in a cube once.
Oh, what were the circumstances that led to that?
Yeah.
I was with this dude and he was a little man trainer and he kind of got me my start and he would lock me in a box for quite some time.
And what are you doing before the training? Are you are you a normal sized man?
No, I'm a little man, but I wasn't working. I was just sort of borrowing and doing a couple of little stuff around the town.
Fucking slugs.
Yeah, fucking some slugs.
Disgusting. You know, Ice Cube is my favorite comedian.
Oh, really?
There you go. Mm.
Ice Cube.
Mm. Favorite comedian.
Comedy acting now. He does a bunch of movies about him driving a car with families in them.
Mm.
His work is comedy, right?
Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's not creating, one of the most foundational lyrical hip-hop identities.
Yeah.
He's
hilarious.
He's playing it for laughs.
Yes, it's true. It is true that is an interesting mix. What is the cube root of 64 is the question at hand. Did you study maths, Mozzie, when you were at school? Are you good at maths?
Well, I was in school for a day because I am 11 days old. But we did not do maths.
That's
they said numbers are stupid. Use a calculator.
Mm-hmm. And so, fair enough.
I can't argue with that.
I mean, what
if you've got a day to learn everything.
And then, so do you?
I agree with the mosquito. Can we enter our answer in as maths are stupid?
Maths are stupid. Happy to put that.
Or
down.
Eight.
Or eight. That's another option. I'll put eight. What? Question number seven. What type of animal is a wrasse? WRASSE.
Mozzie, you're an animal. Answer.
That's a fish.
Do you like David Attenborough, Mozzie? Do you watch David Attenborough?
Oh my. David's voice sends shivers through my ears and it vibrates in a way that fills me with ecstasy. I can't describe what the sensation is exactly, but he's...
Would you want to bite down on David? Is that what it makes you want to do?
Oh, my.
Mm.
And the older he gets, he's like a wrinkled prune, ready to be juiced.
Mm.
What was the question?
What type of animal is a wrasse?
Oh, it's a fish.
Oh, okay. Is it? You know...
Sounds right.
It's fish?
Wrasse!
Oh, I'm happy to put fish. Question number eight. What links the songs Heartbreaker, Islands in the Stream, and Chain Reaction?
The middle C.
Middle C?
Were they all made in the jurisdiction of the California government?
Is that the middle C? Is California the middle C?
Yeah.
John, what do you think about the... California government?
Not a fan, Murray. Not a fan.
Why not?
They like to just show. They like to send you a letter right before you're recording a character-driven comedy podcast, asking for almost $3,000 dues.
Yeah, right.
But guess what? I'm not looking to give them.
No.
My answer is going to be also the letter C.
I'm very happy.
Technically true, by the way. The letter C is in all of those songs. Prove me fucking wrong, Melbourne Herald Sun, or whatever this newspaper that brings us this quiz. How about that, Sydney Metro Tribune?
Yeah, what is this? Who owns this paper?
Maury Schwartz.
Probably a Murdoch. Probably Lachlan, too. The handsomest yet smelliest.
I have had the real pleasure of getting right up in the grill of Rupert.
I didn't think there was any blood in him.
It wasn't for the blood. It was more for the sport.
Yeah, right.
I guess you could say.
It was nice to see a bigger bloodsucker.
I'll put the letter C. Question number 9. What are Ursa Major and Ursa Minor?
I know this.
Ring, John. Constellations.
Straight up.
Boom.
Do you look at the stars a lot, John?
I do, because I am one and I look in the mirror all the time. Come on.
Hey-o.
Come the fuck on. Come the fuck on. Bow, 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 cancel the podcast. That, someone baby? Kill Kyron. burn down Comedy Republic. Melbourne is over.
I heard on the grapevine, on the Hollywood grapevine.
Go on.
That Ellen is retiring. Is there an opening for you there, John?
I'm hoping. I can also be very demeaning to service staff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Give it to us right now. Your best demeaning.
Well, I guess you're service staff, aren't you, Murray?
Yeah. I'll do it to you, Murray. Hey, Murray.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That is quite demeaning. You're right.
Cool. That is quite demeaning. That is pretty good.
You got to end it with them. You know, fuck you. Be kind to one another.
Exactly.
That's the
important thing is, when your slag line is be kind to another, you want to make sure that every time you fire a writer, you always do it around the holidays and you have them fired as soon as the show starts taping so that you are guaranteed you won't see them being exited to their vehicle, for example.
You've got it. You're hired.
Question 10. The Boeing 787 is also known as what? You remember planes?
I do.
John, you remember catching a plane?
It was originally known as the big fucking plane. Murray, don't answer. You can't fly.
Wasn't it the
drone? Mozzie, you can't fly. Am I right?
You are correct.
Thank you very much.
When you headed to Texas, Mozzie, what did you catch there? What was Virgin flying?
That was a 737.
737, yep.
Yep.
What's the Dreamliner? Which one's that one?
I think that might be the Boeing 787.
I think that might be the 787, actually. All right. That's pretty good.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, John?
10 out of 10. I don't know how I did, but I had fun doing it. And isn't that the whole reason we're here? No.
Yep.
It's not.
Kyron, I know there are some records on this podcast about people who've done the best and people who've done the worst.
Yep.
Tim
Hewitt, 10 out of 10.
We are about to break a record.
Answer correct?
No, we got one.
I think we might.
The lowest we ever got was 2, John.
Lowest record ever? Lowest record ever?
This could be it.
Potentially. I mean, you are the first contestant to ever put down their own name as one of the answers.
If that one turns out to be right, I'm literally going to shit out a window.
Oh my god, I want it to be right. I want to see shit out of window.
I want to see that regardless. Imagine, I would like to see that regardless.
Just imagine, how was the podcast? Hastings shit out a window. Third floor.
That's how you make money on podcasts.
Goddamn
you
right.
Shit out a window.
You certainly, you know what, for Mosquito, you really know a thing or two about show business.
Hey, I am an agent as well, if you're looking.
Bloodsuckers.
Yeah. Let's find out. Let's find out how you did.
Yes.
Question number 1 was, what was the nickname of Melbourne-born Joseph Leslie Theodore Taylor?
I went with Ned
Kelly. You said Ned Kelly, but it was Squizzy.
You know what? I was close.
You were close.
Question number 2, by area, which U.S. state is the largest? You went with Texas, but it's Alaska. Should have included the mountains. Question number 3 was, which Australian cricketer's test batting average at the start of March 2016 was 95.5? You said John Hastings, but it's Adam Voges.
Well, the shit remains in the toilet for another day.
No points there. Which chemical element listed here is not a chemical element? You said Australium, and it's Australium.
Hey,
first point.
Hey.
One so far. Question number 5. What nationality is Best Supporting Actress Oscar winner Alicia Vikander?
It's me.
And you can get a bonus point for naming which film earned her the gong at the Oscars. You said Mamma Mia and Cyprian. But unfortunately, it is the Danish Girl and Swedish.
Close.
So no.
Wait, what was the movie there. Called? The movie was called The Danish Girl?
Danish Girl and she's Swedish. How does that work out?
Yeah, it doesn't
How
fucking
does that
sound.
Fucking
also,
work out?
I don't think that that was a movie that was nominated for anything.
I think it was a movie that won a number of things. Yeah. Just.
I have never question heard number six, of this what? Movie. I've never seen this poster. Was this released? This was released.
You're transphobe, John. You're transphobe. Do you like Harry Potter, John?
Like, no.
Nothing better than proving that you're not a transphobe by watching a movie that didn't cast a trans woman in a trans role.
Not only
that is screams ally.
They cast Eddie Redmayne, which when you look up white privilege, it's Eddie Redmayne leaning against a bank going, my granddad invented this.
Yeah. Question number six was, what is the cube root of 64? You said maths are stupid or eight, but the answer is four.
Well, hey, unfortunately, that's close though. So we get half point. There. One and a half.
No. Question seven. What type of animal is a wrasse? You said fish and it's fish.
First of all, I'd like to point it out. I said nothing. I left that to Mossy, and Mossy nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Question number eight. What links the songs Heartbreaker, Islands in the Stream, and Chain Reaction? You said the letter C, but it's all were written by the Bee Gees, unfortunately. No point there. Question number nine. What are Ursa Major and Ursa Minor? Spot on with constellations. Three out of ten. Easy. And the final question, the Boeing 787 is also known as the Dreamliner. Four out of ten. That's not bad.
Well,
that's
done.
Pretty good. That's actually the average.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what we get. That's our average score.
I was hoping for none.
Congrats.
Really came home strong.
I liked it. I figured out was questions. I don't answer the question. Just leave it to the brain trust. I do just fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Speaking of the brain trust, Mozzie in your room at 3 a.m. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I don't have a long lifespan, so I'm about to die, and this has been a real hoot for my final moments.
Taken up a lot of your time.
What a life you've led.
Amazing.
Mm. Yeah. School, off to Texas, and then back. You met Rupert Murdoch.
Inside Rupert Murdoch.
Yep. Any big plans for tonight, Mozzie? What are you up to? Who are you stabbing tonight?
Magda Zabanski.
Magda Zabanski.
Australian icon. And
yes, yeah. That's a love one. That's not a hate one.
You got to flip between the two. A great comedic actress. A great improviser. Any other improvisers that you're looking forward to getting your nose into?
Oh, yeah. Laura Hart.
Oh, yeah, Laura Hart. What a legend. Improviser in Sydney.
She's great. I hear, you know what? I hear that kid's going to make
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
She's, you know what?
There's
a rocket strapped to her, and that rocket's headed to the top.
Famously, improvisers do go straight to the top.
Straight to the moon.
Especially in Australia.
Very clear career path.
When I joined show business, they said to me, you can be risky or you can do improv. And I said, I'll be risky.
Yes. Thank you, Mozzie, for being here. And Murray as well, thank you for taking time out of the microphone to join us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And
get
a big
out
shout
from out. Inside the microphone and in front of it.
In front of it. So someone else is working for me. And a big shout out to the kids at Signet Montessori. Big shout out to all you guys there.
To Signet Montessori?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were. I had a little cult going on there, and I had to leave because of tax reasons. But big long story. But I just want to say big thanks, big shout out.
It does sound like a big long story for the end of a pod. Yeah. But thank you, Murray, for being here.
No worries.
Any other shout outs you want to give today?
Shout out to my friend Ben Russell, one of the sickest dudes around, I reckon. Yep.
Did you work for him?
I've crawled up inside his bum before, and that was just pleasure before business.
Wasn't
you know
a chore, shall we say?
Nah. Yeah. Can I just say,
pristine.
Yeah, he takes care of himself.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing: is I've been up there as well.
Wow.
Your handwriting on the wall there. John was here.
It was like Plato's cave in there. There was a lot of guys chained to the side, and they thought, oh, this is all I know.
And John Hastings, congratulations on 4 out of 10. Thank you very much for being here. People can get your audio special available.
It will be available as of August 31st. I have a ton of other albums. Just put John Hastings into any streaming music streaming service, and the album will come right up. Brought to you by 800 Pound Gorilla and John Hastings. And if you like the sound of my voice and want to hear me do more comedy, possibly featuring Ben Russell, maybe even Kyron, if Kyron wants to get up at 8 a.m., check out the Untitled Twitch stream. That's twitch.tv, Untitled Twitch stream, or twitch.tv, John Hastings Comedy, every day, 2 to 4 Pacific time. I don't know when that fucking is. That is 7 hours ago from right now when we're recording it, which is not when you're hearing it. So that didn't help at all. I don't know
but
what
7 hours
things
ago.
Happened.
That's when. That's the time.
It was, it was 7 hours ago.
And when we open up our borders, will you come back to our country?
Yes. I was 3 days away, and I got news for you. If I had just made it in, I would have maybe done what 3 other comedians from Australia did, which is just fucking
stayed
there.
Well, John Hastings, thank you very much for being here. That is it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.